It has been a political season full of controversies, and the one in Washington over the farm bill could be among those with the longest-lasting implications. That bill sets agriculture policy and deals with the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, also called SNAP. Arkansas Congressman Rick Crawford, who represents the state's 1st District, sits on the House Agriculture Committee. He was in favor of keeping those two parts of the bill combined, but he told Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas that he's concerned now that the two parts have been split, it could be difficult to find funding consensus for SNAP. Late last week, the congressman talked to Roby about the farm bill and the future of SNAP.
You still have the whole SNAP program funding there. I've got a quote that you put out in one of your press releases after the second vote that did actually pass. This is not a perfect bill, nor is this approach my first choice, was what your stated position was there. In the first combined farm bill, there would have been SNAP funding that would have been cut by about $20 billion over a 10-year period. Do you think you can get a better deal than that?
I honestly don't think we can. I think that we have to be careful that that we don't overreach, and I think that's what we did in that first round, and we lost a lot of Democrat support. In fact, we had probably 40 to 50 commitments from Democrats that they defected because of a particular amendment that they just couldn't tolerate. So $20.5 billion in cuts, it's not even the number that I think we should focus on. It's the reforms in the program that I think are the most relevant in the approach that the House Ag Committee took. And I would also say that the House Ag Committee passed that bill on a 36 to 10 vote. That's a very bipartisan demonstration on the part of the House Ag Committee. So I would have been very, very comfortable to have passed that bill as it was. Now, obviously, you know, we're going to let the House work its will. And in this case, I think it was a little too much, and we lost the support we needed and had to come back with a different approach. So I preferred the first approach, and unfortunately, we fell short.
Does anything get done? Because it's obviously the second approach, the sense is that's not going anywhere, at least in the Senate.
Well, I'm afraid that what could happen, I don't know that this will happen, and I haven't been told this for sure, we've taken the approach to decouple, which I didn't favor that approach. But the farm bill, or the commodity title of the farm bill, passed as it would have passed had we passed it. So not a whole lot of changes, with one exception, that was to repeal and replace the permanent law, the 1949 underlying default law. Beyond that, it's the same bill, other than there's no commodity title. So the idea is that, well, we'll pass a separate commodity title. Well, again, I don't know that we can pass I don't know that we can pass a nutrition title in the time that we have, and if we don't, then we don't get any of the reforms that we set out in the original
House
bill.
Because it's an entitlement program. It
right.
stays at the funding level where it's at.
Exactly.
Or actually
so
potentially
the
increases.
Reforms that we were looking at, we really may have lost those in kind of an overzealous overreach to do more. I thought we struck a very good balance in being fiscally responsible, but not losing all the support we needed to advance the bill. And look, everybody's got to vote their conscience, and they got to vote their district. I have a large number of SNAP beneficiaries in my district, but I also know that we can do a better job with it. And that's where I think the reforms came in. And I'd also say that Arkansas is not one of those states that has been prone to abuse these programs. These reforms were dealing with categorical eligibility and the LIHEAP, or what we call the Heat and Eat program. And Arkansas has really done a stellar job in comparison to these other states. And so Arkansas would probably have not seen little, if any, change at all to their program.
Something doesn't get done on SNAP reform or this entitlement reform. Does Congressman Cotton and that section of the caucus, of the Republican caucus, should they be blamed for
something
not getting done?
No, I think that at the end of the day, everybody has to vote the way they think they should vote, and everybody's going to have to live with that. But I'm certainly not going to cast blame or cast aspersions on anybody or question their motives. I do think, though, that what we do need to do is to take another approach and get a different perspective on this. One of the things that's been a challenge to me is, when I first got there, recognized immediately that the divide that exists in Washington, yes, there is partisanship, but there's as much of a geographic divide. And I'm going to tell you, here we are in Little Rock, and Little Rock is a big city, and the best city to live in for small, mid-sized cities. It's great, but we are a small town, and this is a small state. It's a rural state, and we are outnumbered. There's only four of us in the House of Representatives. And you compare that, heck, Houston is way bigger. Why does Houston care anything about what a rural state like Arkansas needs or wants. And the point I'm trying to make is that we need to bridge these gaps between urban demographics and rural demographics and try to come to some consensus that reflects the overall needs of the country.
Arkansas Congressman Tim Griffin is on the House Agriculture Committee and talked to Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, last week. You can see and hear more from the conversation at talkbusiness.net.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.